From the heart of Europe to the world, RTI.
Welcome, boys and girls, to Postcard from Poprad. It's Eric Wiltshire at the base of the Tatry Mountains, where it's too hot, overstressed with heat, can't sleep. It's so you get a suntan here in minutes. It's unbelievable. And yet there's snow on the top of the mountains. This is Postcard from Poprad, broadcasting on Replay Radio, Talk Radio X, and, of course, RTI via Audio Boo and various other things as well. Gosh almighty. And across the pond, it's none other than the festering. Probably is festering. If there's, oh, no, there's no heat in England at the moment. They forgot to pay their electric bill. Lee Banks!
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon.
Good evening, good evening, good evening.
Goodbye! Postcard from Poprad is finished.
I knew you wanted a quick one today. Yeah, it's freezing over here, you know.
It's freezing.
And windy.
And windy.
Yeah, and it's thick cloud, right. Which I reckon is why my sound is so perfect.
Oh, right.
I think it's the atmosphere that's been screwing it up for the last couple of weeks.
Oh, right. So what's been happening in the big, wide world? Because I have to apologise. I haven't been here very much this week, boys and girls, because I've been busy. Lots of messages are disappearing into the ethers, but we'll catch up with them next week. How's that grab you?
What, you're not doing your messages?
No, because I haven't had time. I was actually surgically removed from my computer for several days this week. And by the time I got home, I actually just looked at my home computer and went, no, can't do it. Can't do it. Bedtime. And then, of course, we couldn't sleep because it was like, 25? Yeah, 25 at night time.
25 at night time?
Yes.
Is that hot? See, I can only do it in big
Hang on, what is
like
it? I think
93
it's,
degrees.
I think it's double it and add 30 is roughly the right number.
So, that'd be 110.
No, 25 times 2 is 50. Wait, 50. Plus 32 is 82.
82? That's what I just said.
At night.
82 at night? Well, that's like, yeah, I understand that. Well, down, I reckon it's like, it is actually quite hot.
Yes.
But it is freezing because of this ridiculous wind. And you know what? It rained yesterday.
Oh, you know I could kill for some rain, mate, I'll tell you.
Well, come over here, because it's going to rain for 40 days and 40 nights.
Probably.
It rained on St. Swithin's Day. what are we doing talking about the weather, Eric? We're supposed to be cutting-edge journalists.
Well, that's all right. I think as I drove round here, my car said it was 32.
Well, it talks to you now, does it? That's a breakthrough.
Which is 32
it's
times
an old car
two,
at 32, you know.
32, 64 plus 22.
Plus 32, that's
96. 86. Blimey.
96.
No. Can't be.
Yeah, what, 32
plus
32 is 96.
I apologise to anybody that's listening to this radio programme, which is totally substandard, because we can't even add up.
Because we haven't even got a list.
No. Well, you have.
I haven't, honestly.
Have you not?
No, I'm going to use that old Roman phraseology. I think it might even be Latin, where I'll say, whither goest thou, soeth goest I.
Right. Okay. I must be honest and tell you why, boys and girls. Poprad is actually hosting the summer training session for none other than Leeds United, who are in the Aqua City Stadium. We have been absolutely, if you look on the internet, just type in Leeds United Aqua City. You'll find loads of it.
It's brilliant.
There is, isn't there? There's hundreds of articles on there about it. And so I've been chatting with the boys, as you do, playing with... You know those new World Cup footballs everybody was talking about?
Yeah, the square ones.
Well, they feel like they're square, because they're actually playing with them, and it's really weird to sort of bounce the ball. It bounces off. It doesn't feel right. It feels very weird.
See, take the mickey out of me. I was telling the truth.
Get out of here. They've been playing Ruzhin Burok and Košice. And being as we recorded this programme before Košice, we don't know what the score is yet. So it could be 1-1 or 1-1,000,000. We don't know.
But it's really difficult to know who to sort of vote for. Yeah. football parlance. I hope they both win.
But it's been absolutely fabulous.
That'll be a draw.
There's been hundreds of Leeds fans who, some of them driven from the UK to Slovakia, been staying in Aqua City in Poprad. So that's kind of cool. And there was several hundred there at Ružom Berok, and apparently there's going to be even more tonight in Košice because they've been flying into Poland and are on their way, according to what the policeman told me. So it's been really good fun, and it's been nice and hot for them, so it's nice to think that they've had a good time. They've been in the cryotherapy, Leela. You've done that, haven't you?
I have. It's an extraordinary thing, and I think for a soccer-playing gentleman, it's a good thing to do. Because it eases your pain.
They said it was cold.
Well, it is a bit cold, isn't it? I daren't say what I do say about it. I get in trouble every time I say it. But I think it's a wonderful thing. And the fact that you die for a couple of minutes is a good thing too. Because you're always brought back to life. Which is the best thing to do if you die.
Minus 130. Yeah.
That's pretty cold and I'm complaining about here. But there's no wind, you see. There's no wind chill factor, is there?
Depends if you've had baked beans.
Aha. I've never had them when you go into cryotherapy. God, that'd be terrible. That'd be like a machine gun going off.
Oh, my word. It'd be fab. So I gather there's been all sorts of rows in the UK this week about the new university malarkey. That's caused a bit. That's been a bit of a...
Excuse me, can I just do my messages first?
All right, then, off you go.
You're so presumptuous. Right, I've only got two.
Go on, then.
This one's... You'll know this one, and it's off Tyler Hollywood. Yeah? Yeah? Uh-huh.
Sorry, I was just coughing, you see.
I was just going, uh-huh. Right, Tyler Hollywood from Talk Radio X.
Oh, right. Hello, said, Tyler.
Hello, mate. Wrote to me saying, Lee, with a question... I can't say what we'd call it, but anyway, it just says, Lee, Tyler from Talk Radio X here. Love your show, guys. Listen to it when it comes on after mine on Mondays. Don't mind you doing a bit of advertising on our show, Tyler. Well done. Right.
Was that a free commercial for his radio show?
I think it was.
Good grief.
And also, have you seen how big he is, man? People think I'm big. He's big.
What big?
Big, man. Like a Hell's Angel. Big.
So hang on. Shall we do him a quick jingle?
No, if I can't have a jingle, he's not having one.
Well, we could always do a quick jingle. Big Tyler on Talk Radio X.
After us, on a Monday.
Yeah. I'm not so sure if yours was kind of cool, but never mind.
Right, another... I've got one from Dorothy as well.
Hello, Dorothy.
Hiya, Dorothy. Again, it's not particularly complimentary of her. She's always like being picky, isn't she? She says, Eric.
Yes, dear.
Will you sort Lee's sound out like that?
I can't, Dorothy. It's not my fault.
It isn't, Dorothy. It's the atmosphere here. It's the lack of cloud. Today, it probably sounds all right because the cloud's there and it's bouncing my signal.
No, he's got four. I can tell you, Dorothy, he's got four bars up today. For the last couple of weeks, he's been down to two. And I think he's got a dry bit around him.
Well, I have. The rest of my life's wet, but I have a dry bit at certain places.
Which answers the question, which I was actually discussing it with a BT engineer for you, Lee. And I proposed a thought, which is... And this does happen with if you've got a fixed telephone line, it can happen in very dry conditions, where all of a sudden it gets all crackly.
Yeah, that's right.
And
that's
it's because of the underground cabling getting dried out. And that can happen. Yeah. So don't panic too much if you get it in a really hot sort of period. It'll go away again, if you can go with it. But, of course, it does muck up the sound a bit. Sorry, Dorothy. There's nothing I can do about it from this end, I'm afraid.
Yeah, sorry, Dorothy. It's just turn your hearing aid up.
Ouch. Oh, ouch. Yeah, go on, then. Carry on.
Right. The Duke. We've got a message off the Duke. Mm-hmm. You know, the Duke, a really good friend of the show.
Yep.
He's written to us. I think this is a sort of a confessional thing off him, actually.
Right.
I'd just like to say on a personal basis, thank you for sharing this, Duke. Not many people would be this honest. He says, when I was young, they used to cover me in cream and put cherries on my head. It was horrible growing up in the ghetto.
Hang on, should we do it? In the ghetto.
In the ghetto. That's
the only one of the songs of his that I actually like. I don't know why.
Words. Somebody's just thinged me.
What do you mean, thinged you?
thingy on the Skypey thing. It's the Duke.
Oh, is it? Tell him to go away. We're doing a program. Right. As we wing our way through just about anything, got to say congratulations to Mark Webber for winning the British Grand Prix. Shame one of the British drivers didn't do it, but it was a British-made car from about 15 miles down the road from Silverstone, which I had to watch later in night because I was out doing stuff on Sunday. I can't remember what I was doing, but I was out doing something. What was I doing?
What are you talking about, Eric? I wasn't listening.
The Grand Prix.
The Grand Prix? Is that the car racing thing?
Yes, it was the British Grand Prix last Sunday at Silverstone, the home of Formula One.
I'm sorry, I was watching the World Cup.
Ah. That was...
I'm going to watch the final this weekend.
Yes. That says it all, really, doesn't it? It was after... The World Cup final last Sunday was after the Formula One, Lee.
Oh.
So you've missed both of them.
I should have watched them both.
Yeah, I think you
could. Well, I watched Emmerdale. You know, I did this terrible thing in the pub. I was watching it in the pub, and I just thought it'd be a really good joke to say, do you mind, chaps, if I turn over and we watch Come Dine With Me? Mm-hmm. And you know what? I didn't get a smile.
Did you not?
No, I just got these looks of hatred.
Oh, my word. Oh, my word. Oh, my word. I can't understand that, because what is Emmerdale anyway? Tell the folks.
Emmerdale, it's this everyday story of country folk. Hmm. And it involves all sorts of sexual deviancy and alcoholism and broken hearts and tragedy and planes crashing into churches and people getting set on fire in barns and all sorts of sort of everyday sort of occurrences in the countryside. And I should know because I live in the countryside.
Okay, well, there you go. Yes, I'm sure it's wonderful.
Not... Would you like to ask me anything else?
Do you actually watch anything intelligent on the television?
When I was watching the football last weekend, you know, that football game thing.
Yes.
Somebody came up to me and said, I'm not doing that joke. I had to say something that was just too hard.
Right, let's move along and say congratulations to British Petroleum, or BP. They've capped the awful leakage thingy in America. Because I was watching the underwater films of that. And it's really quite weird, isn't it? Because I can't figure out how long it's going to take before the water gets back to normal again. And they don't know if it's working yet either, do they?
No, that's the problem. But if you notice, the shares have rocketed.
Yeah, you should have bought some when they were about 3 days ago. Wow. You'd have been well in, wouldn't you?
Yeah, if you'd have thought about it. I'm just not that entrepreneurial to think about it.
Me neither.
But who's that actor out of Waterworld?
Hey?
What's he called? The actor out of Waterworld.
What's Waterworld?
A film.
Oh.
The actor who's trying to clean the... Who's come up with this way of cleaning the oil.
Oh, the American chappy.
Yeah, I can't remember his name.
No, I can't anyway, either. He's a film, he's an actor.
He's invented, or he's backing this method of clearing the oil up, and that's just loads of massive booms which actually soak the oil up. And that is, like, the best chance, apparently, that the Gulf has got. How many gallons of oil's come out? Is it?
It's not gallons, it's in tons.
Of course it is.
They measure it in barrels, you see.
Which is a ton heavier than a gallon?
Well, I presume so. Because I can carry a gallon, but I can't carry a ton.
I can drink a gallon. Not about drinking a ton.
I was trying to explain to somebody the other day, because in one of our local stores a while ago, they actually had some yard of ale glasses.
Oh, right, yeah.
And so I picked one up, because they're ever so cheap. And so I've proudly got this yard of ale in the apartment, this glass. Yeah. And somebody came around and said, what's that for? I said, well, that's for beer. And they went, what? So yeah, it's a beer. But you have to be really careful with it. Because you drink the first bit, and when it gets to the bulby-shaped bit at the end, the beer comes and soaks you completely. Have you ever tried drinking a yard of... Have you ever done that?
I have. I'm pretty good at it, because what you've got to do, you've got to start twisting it towards the end.
Yes, or...
Do you ever drink one out of a boot?
A boot?
A glass boot. I used to have a glass boot. It was a litre.
Yeah.
It was a glass boot. It was like a horse rider's boot.
Mm-hmm.
And you drank that, and that was even worse because you got the toe of the boot filled with ale. And as it dropped through, that would just literally go everywhere.
Right.
And you had to turn it really fast.
Yeah.
And then just pour it gently. Yeah.
All right.
Do you want a Leeds joke or a football joke?
Careful.
And dicey said, very nice. They're both gentle. I've been through them with a fine-tooth comb to see if anybody could be offended. And if they do get offended, then they're very silly.
Actually, for those of you that live up in Yorkshire, keep your eyes open on the Yorkshire Post. Or the evening version of the Post. There's loads of pictures and interviews with people, including Simon, the manager, Jan Talensky, the owner of Aqua Cities, in there, all sorts of folks. And lots of nice pictures of where the team have been going. So if you're up in Yorkshire, you can play along at home, as they say, with the newspaper.
That's right. That's right. It's a good newspaper, too.
Is it?
The Yorkshire Post is... Yeah, the Yorkshire Post is... I used to be Deputy Night Editor on Britain's leading regional morning newspaper. That was where my career ended.
Right.
And it is now, the paper I was on is no longer the leading light of regional morning newspapers. It is the Yorkshire Post. It is a brilliant, beautiful, gentle, perfectly designed newspaper.
Wow. That's quite a good endorsement.
Like a football joke.
Yes, please, then. Go on, then.
Or a leech joke. Right, here's my football joke.
Uh-huh.
Right? This is a joke, right? It has no reality. It's just a joke.
Uh-huh.
Right? So I'm going to do it. I had a mate who plays football. He's been having an affair with twins, he told me. I said, how'd you tell them apart? He says, that's easy. Brenda's got long blonde hair and Derek's got a moustache.
Mm-hmm.
You can laugh at that. I'll try my Leeds joke.
Sound effect of windy, dusty, western-looking set.
What?
We know those. Remember those old movies where the gunfighters would go pow, pow, and then you'd see these sort of old bits of round grass just sort of blowing across and going.
Yeah. Brushwood.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah, that's what you were saying that my joke deserved.
Oh, did
it was to just die empty in a ghost town. With brushwood coming across the joke.
Well, you are a ghost hunter, so it fits.
That's a terrible... Oh, I've got something to tell you about that.
Oh, go on, then.
We might have a... Well, I can't tell you, can't name names, but we might have a very, 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 very famous young lady going to do a ghost hunt here. And she might be happy to do an interview with us. I've got to arrange it.
Ooh.
But I've been asked to arrange it. Can I do me Leeds joke now?
Go on, then, if you must.
Well, this again is a joke, and Andrea didn't really do this.
Uh-oh.
But here we go.
Uh-oh.
Andrea called up Birmingham Airport and asked, how long does it take to fly to Leeds? The agent on the other end of the phone said, just a minute, so she thanked him and hung up.
Dorothy, I may have to start apologising now, because Lee's starting to sound a bit rubbish. Because you're disappearing down to two bars again and flipping around, not so good.
I've got four bars here.
Have you? Well, lucky you.
Yeah,
is that on one window or two?
On one window or two?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, which prison are you in this week?
Oh, right. We used to have four bars in the village, you know, but now we only have two.
Yeah, right. Anyway, moving along quickly, have you seen this big news that all the students are up in arms in the UK? Some students will be very happy with this because apparently university degrees are only going to take 2 years now.
Well, yeah, I know. I understand. It's just a travesty, isn't it?
Why?
It's absolute travesty. Because we have the most over-educated population of young people in the world, because you can get a degree by just getting out of bed and knocking on a door and saying, I'm a student. Say, here's a degree for you. And the whole reason for it being done that way, this is not a conspiracy theory, this is the truth. The whole reason that it is so simple to get a degree, whether you have the previous qualifications or not, or the ability, is because the government wants you as a teenager, as a student, as a young person, to be thousands and thousands of pounds in debt to them for the rest of your life. Do you know, the average debt for a student is £25,000. Do you realise we've already paid for their education?
Have we?
Of course you do. You pay for it through your taxes, you big nana.
So did you, because you're so old, did you pay for mine then?
Not listening to you, no.
But you see, what... getting a degree, there's one thing that a degree normally proves in a genuine situation. It means that you can stick to something and actually prove the point. You can go from the start right the way through a huge, great sort of development area and come out the other end and prove that you've done it.
Yep.
The downside is half of these degrees are useless.
Well, of course they are.
Absolutely. You know, I've got an ology.
Great.
I can't put a plug on. I can't put oil in my car, but I've got an ology. What's the point?
I can't get up in the morning. Yeah, no, that's right. That's right. I couldn't agree with you more.
And that's why I agree with... I don't know if this has happened in the US or not, but there's been quite a big call in the UK to go back to sort of the hands-on education, City and Guilds they're known as in the UK, where you go out there and you're learning about a trade. Because the trouble is, all the students thought they'd get lots of money by doing a university degree, which they won't all get a nice job. And yet the tradesman that you used to have, it was a real honour to do a trade in the old days, and then it became unfashionable.
Well, it is, and the thing is, now, you know, and you know, there were useless degrees in the past, and I suppose the basic useless degree in the past was philosophy, which I personally don't think was a waste of time, but it didn't particularly make you capable of doing any job. You just became quite philosophical about things.
Yeah.
Now, the sad thing is, every person and his dog is doing a media degree. Well, how does that help to become a doctor?
Do you know why I'm laughing?
What?
Someone's doing digital media at university at the minute.
I'm doing journalism, not media degree.
Oh, but you're doing digital, aren't you?
Yeah.
She's doing digital journalism.
Digital journalism is using your fingers to type. Is that my friend talking in the background?
Yes, it is.
Hello.
Hello. You are still so gorgeous.
Oh, hold on, there's the phone going. Can you just grab it until my mum will be there in a minute? Someone's phoning me while I'm in the middle of a programme. I'll be 2 minutes, Kate. Where was I? Oh, yes. These degree malarkeys, they I don't think they necessarily actually hold water at the end of the day. And I don't necessarily believe that they all are a good thing, Lee.
No, I don't. It's what it is, Eric. It's not the fact that to have a degree is an accolade to the first sort of, first quarter of your life, say.
Yeah.
To have completed the first 25 years of your life,
mm-hmm.
and to have a degree of any type is a good thing.
Right.
And is something that you should be proud of. But, unfortunately, the way degrees are now being awarded,
mm-hmm.
the way that, very simply, a lot of people, I know this from experience, at this moment, if you go and do a degree, you don't have to actually attend university. You get money to go and put yourself up in a flat somewhere, and you do your work there. Basically, all these degrees are based on what you read on the internet, and we all know what the internet's like, don't we?
There was an interesting piece on the television about that not that long ago, where, and I think that comes from this terrible shootings that took place in the UK, where a police officer has actually been, I mean, thank God they've saved his life, but he's been blinded by this idiot with a shotgun.
He actually comes from up the road from here, actually.
Yeah. And some people have sort of gone on, and I'm sorry, boys and girls, I understand where some of you are coming from, but they've gone on in the internet and sort of gone, well, it wasn't his fault, social services didn't do this, the doctors didn't do that, blah, 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 blah. The bottom line is, he shot a policeman in the face. Now, there is no sympathy for somebody who's got, you know, a gun and shoots a policeman in the face. It's I can't wink, can I? He's going nuts.
No, I agree. I know what you're saying. And the thing is, what disgusted me, I know it's been taken down now, but is that the woman who put up a Facebook site?
With like 40,000 fans or something.
Yeah,
I mean, what's that
right,
all
38,000
about?
38,000 was lost. And Facebook refused to take it down.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Do you remember Harry Roberts? Do you remember Harry Roberts in the early 70s?
No, to be honest.
He was the bloke who shot the coppers in... I think they were in Blackpool. Mm-hmm. It was in the north of England, anyway.
Yep.
And he got jailed. I think he came out a few years ago, or he might have died. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Yeah. What happened was that there was a song written for him,
mm-hmm,
called Harry Roberts Is Our Friend. I'm not going to sing it. I wouldn't.
This is a bit like the way that the Cray twins in the 60s became sort of Robin Hood characters, didn't they?
Yeah, in a way. But they, you know, there's the old story that they only hurt their own. That, mm-hmm, they didn't go out and, you know, damage people. Like Harry Roberts was a police killer, like this bloke. But this song, Harry Roberts Is Our Friend, caused so much furore and was so disgusting and vile that it caused an incident throughout Britain at the time. And they couldn't ban the song because you can't be banned singing it walking down the street.
No.
But the Facebook thing is even worse. The idiots, 38,000 people, said that this bloke was a hero.
Yeah, do you know, I've got this burning desire to put something on the internet that is total fabrication. And make it incredibly famous, and then go to everybody. It's not real. It's not real. The trouble with all this stuff is, I love the freedom of the internet, and I love what it enables people to do, and actually be able to speak out about things. But the trouble is, there's other people who hijack it for wrong reasons, and that really hacks me off. And I'm sorry if you're a freedom of information-y person and everybody has the right to speak. No, I'm sorry, they don't. There are certain people in this world that should be banned from the internet, never allowed to get anywhere near it, and should stop putting false ideas into people's heads. It is bonkers.
Let me ask you this, then.
Mm.
Talking about freedom of speech, what about John Gaunt?
Oh, well, you mean the argument he's been having in the UK?
Yeah. Well, he's just lost against to the
British regulator.
To Ofcom, hasn't he?
Yeah. Just to explain this, boys and girls, John Gaunt is a well-known tabloid journalist and broadcaster, and Ofcom is like the FCC in America, or your own local regulator. And John Gaunt's been having a bit of a barney with him, hasn't he, Lee?
Well, yeah, what he did, and I'm not saying again that this is right, but it does bring in this freedom of speech thing. He was talking to a councillor, wasn't he? A bloke called Redbridge councillor, Michael Stark.
Something like that, yeah.
And this bloke was saying that the welfare of young children, blah, blah, blah. It was all about fostering children. Anyway, yes. He said something, which I'm not going to repeat because it was a bit over the top.
Yeah.
And John Gaunt's reaction was to call him a Nazi.
Mm.
And what he actually said was, "You're a health Nazi," which is using Nazi as an adjective, not as a noun, if you
remember. Yes, that's right.
The pomposity of that. And then he called the bloke an ignorant pig. Now, what amazes me is that there were only 53 complaints made against him saying that. And people complained not about him saying this bloke was a Nazi. They complained because he used the phrase ignorant pig. Well, this bloke apparently was an ignorant pig, and I'm not going to go on about it because I don't really know.
Mm.
But why would then, with the sort of language and the aggression and despair that's put on TV, why would Ofcom then try and ban somebody like John Gaunt for saying a phrase like ignorant pig? It might not have been the best thing to say, but that is where freedom of speech starts to suffer.
It does indeed. We'll take a break at that point, boys and girls. The end of part one of Postcard from Pop Rad with Lee Banks and Eric Wiltshire. We'll be back in a couple of seconds' time. Don't go away. And I suggest today a nice ice-cold drink.
From the heart of Europe to the world, this is RTI.